begin, we will rise for the first hymn and remain standing for a while. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Gospel lesson from Matthew 21. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, Who is this? And the crowd said, This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee. Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna in the highest! We continue with the rest of our hymn. Of our baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our psalm. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
The world and those who dwell therein.
For he has founded it upon the seas.
And established it upon the rivers.
Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? He who has clean hands and a pure heart.
Who does not
and does not swear deceitfully, and righteousness from the God of his salvation, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. That the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory?
The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors.
That the King of Glory may come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
The Lord of hosts, he is the King of Glory.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Come to us, Lord Jesus, as you came to the people of Jerusalem. Come as our King of Peace. Rule in our hearts, and renew us by your Spirit. Give us courage and gladness, to daily confirm our faith and walk with you, for you reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated, and we continue with the next hymn, the words of which are printed in your bulletin.
The Old Testament reading is from Zechariah 9, 9 to 12. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off. and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoner of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle lesson is written from Philippians 2, 5-11. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, in the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson, back on the first couple of pages. Verses 10 and 11, and when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." So, what's all the commotion? Well, that's the question, isn't it? What is going on? After all, it's not every day that someone rides into town with huge crowds going on in front and waving palm branches and others in the crowd, putting their coats down in the road so a donkey can walk over them. Not every day you see that, is it? and they're yelling out, Hosanna, and Son of David. And by the way, what does the word Hosanna mean? It means, save now, O Lord. And it is a form of the same word that gives us the name Jesus. Jesus and Hosanna. Well, that's the Hebrew language. Changes letters all over the place, but it is the same. They're shouting out his name. Salvation, salvation, salvation. And then there's this morning. What's all the commotion today? What's this all about? Notice the crowd does not say, well, don't you know it's Palm Sunday and this is what we do on Palm Sunday? Their answer is, it's Jesus. This is Jesus. So what are we doing today? What's this about? It's Jesus. This is about Jesus. Confirmation Sunday? It's Jesus. An event in your life? It's about Jesus. Cards and gifts and celebration. What's this about? It's about Jesus. Exactly. This is what we do, and it's been this way for almost 2,000 years. This is about Jesus, and it is always going to be about Jesus. So that's what the crowd is shouting out, carrying on about. And now, somewhat more exactly, what did they say? This is the prophet Jesus. What do they mean? This is the prophet Jesus. Well, they had heard his teaching, hadn't they? No one ever revealed God like this man. When the rabbis got up to teach, well, they could do all sorts of speculation about the words and phrases. I heard one guy going on about the shape of the letters. And he went on for about 40 minutes until my eyes glazed over and I was going like this. Okay. So a rabbi gets up to teach and he says, well, Rabbi Hillel says this and Rabbi Gamaliel says that. And I got all the footnotes all arranged and goes on and on and on. And by the time he's done, it's only his students that aren't completely dozed off. But there's Jesus who comes along and he says things like, pray this way, our Father in heaven. And then he goes into the synagogue and asks them, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? Invites them into the discussion. And then as they're not wanting to discuss that, he has a man with a withered hand stretch it out and he heals it. And he tells them the parable about the lost sheep and then tells them a parable about the lost son. And they say this repeatedly in the Gospels. No one ever taught like this. Or, where did he get this knowledge? Where did he get this knowledge? From all eternity. This is Jesus. He knows what this is about because it's about him. Little detour. What does the word grace mean? You all heard that? Okay, God's riches. What's the synonym for faith? Belief. Okay. What's the difference between a positive commandment and a negative commandment? You shall or you shall not. Let's count these down. Fifth commandment, you shall not murder. Negative. Honor your father and your mother. Remember the Sabbath day. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. You shall have no other gods. Negative. How about this, the second commandment God gave to mankind, don't eat from that tree. Negative. Do you remember what the first commandment God gave to mankind was? Be fruitful and multiply. See? Boom, boom, boom. All kinds of knowledge, right? Yeah. Okay, so. But none of that was like the teaching of Jesus. So they go to him and they ask him, is there a resurrection? And he says to them, didn't you ever notice in the Old Testament God talking to Moses? He says, I am the God of Abraham and so on. Am. Therefore, Abraham lives. Wow. Nobody ever noticed that before. And when he says it, how can you miss it? So Jesus, the prophet, he's coming into Jerusalem. Oh, when they say prophet, they also mean we've been watching and we've been following him and seeing the things that he does, and he is a prophet. What does he do? Stilling the storm, changing water to wine, healing the sick, raising the little girl from dead. So he says to her, Talitha kumi, little girl, arise. And she gets up and she's alive. Feeding the 5,000, walking on water, healing the man born blind. Man born blind, how's he do it? You remember how he does it. Spits on the ground, mud, puts it on the man's eyes and tells him to go wash. Yeah, we were just into this yesterday. Is the power in the mud? No. Is the power in the spit? No. Is the power in the washing? No. Is the power in the obedience? What's the power in? And it's that four-letter word. It's in the Word of God that makes it so. But Jesus does it that way, takes the stuff of the ground just like so many years ago when making Adam from the dust of the earth. Dropping hints. Who is this guy? He is the creator. And then, standing outside Lazarus' tomb and saying, Lazarus, come forth. And he orders a dead body that has no choice but to obey. And so Lazarus is alive and coming out of the tomb. This is Jesus, the prophet. Now he's coming to Jerusalem. The prophet, Jesus. And little do they know. Little do they know the drama that is about to be played out in Jerusalem. And it is the story of salvation, the epic of salvation that lets us know who he really is. Brings it all together. This is Jesus. He is the Son of David, the one who will come along, and in his coming, he will claim authority to rule over their lives. He's the King. He's the King who comes to make us a part of his kingdom, who is building his kingdom. How? Cross and empty tomb. And he invites us to be a part of his kingdom, and his kingdom is an eternal kingdom. So if his kingdom is an eternal kingdom, and if he invites us to be part of his eternal kingdom, what is he promising to us? Eternal life. That's the only way we can be part of an eternal kingdom, isn't it? So, our part of this kingdom is to say, like the crowds on Palm Sunday, this is Jesus. And we say it out in front of the whole world, this is Jesus. He's come, and not only to be the prophet, not only to be the great teacher, he has come to be the Passover lamb. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's what your confirmation is all about. To say in front of the whole world, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and this is the Lamb of God who takes away my sin. This is Jesus. And he is worth everything. Part of our confirmation. And all of the rest of us who have been confirmed, this is still a part of our confirmation, isn't it? In front of the whole world, this is Jesus. Some years ago, I asked my wife a question, and I thought I knew what the answer would be before I asked it, so anyway, I asked it anyway. This was the question. Did the things that you learned in confirmation, did they become important and a part of your conversation with other young people during the next 4 years of your life during high school? You want to know what she told me? She said, yes, absolutely. Because you see, years of high school, years of our youth are years when we are sorting out what is life about, what is the truth, what is this world all about, what does it mean that we have a soul, and what does it mean for us when we come to the ends of our lives, what happens then? And those are conversations that happen. I remember them happening in my high school days, she and hers. And you are sent, not by us. You know who you're sent by? You're sent by Jesus. You are sent into places where I can't go. Not only do I not play video games, because I'm absolutely horrible at them, nobody invites me to video game parties anymore. They might invite you. And so there you are in a place where pastor can't go here. You are carrying within you a truth. It is a truth that changes lives. It is a truth that changes souls. It is a truth that makes us, instead of people separated from God, it makes us those who are connected with Jesus Christ and living forever, who have that meaning for our lives, that hope, that reality that goes on to all eternity. And you've got that carried within you into places where others just aren't going to be there. Carry these truths day after day. Stay close to Jesus Christ. Read your Bibles. One of you was doing that in study hall, right?
Yeah.
Read your Bibles. Remember prayer. Connect with Jesus. Worship. Commune. Because in all of those things, you are taking into yourselves over and over and over again, not just ideas, not just teachings, but the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, connecting with him, and he is there for what reason? For taking away the sin of the world and bringing salvation, and he will bring salvation all over the place, going with you. That's part of confirmation. Set you on a road that joins you to that crowd in Jerusalem, waving palm branches, throwing coats down. And you don't have to throw your coats down and have donkeys walk on them. But to give their answer. This is Jesus. This is what he means to us. In Jesus' name, amen. We rise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the true faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. And now everybody except the confirmands may sit. And if you wish to follow the services, it is on page 272 in the hymnals. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age. You have been baptized, and you have been taught the faith according to our Lord's bidding. And I say to the congregation and all who are here, I have examined these two confirmands, and I have found them ready to be confirmed and knowing their faith. We now celebrate your confirmation, rejoicing as you confess the faith into which you were baptized. Jesus said, whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will deny him before my Father in heaven. Rejoice, therefore, before the God of all grace, and joyfully answer what I, in the name of our Lord, as a minister of his church, will now ask you. Do you this day in the presence of God and of this congregation acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism? Louder, both of you. Okay. Do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? Do you believe in God the Father Almighty? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God? Do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church drawn from the scriptures as you have learned to know it from the small catechism to be faithful and true? Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to the end? Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church and to suffer anything, even death, rather than fall away from it? Taylor, come forward. Taylor Renee Bremen, Revelation 2, verse 10. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Taylor, God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, give you his Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and knowledge, of grace and prayer, of power and strength, of sanctification and the fear of God. Logan. Logan Gregory Tandini. Matthew 28, verse 20. Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Logan, God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ give you his Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and knowledge, of grace and prayer, of power and strength, of sanctification and the fear of God. Upon this, your profession and promise, I invite and welcome you as members of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and of this congregation to share with us in all the gifts our Lord has for his church and to live them out continually in his worship and service. Please turn around and allow the congregation to welcome you. And now we rise. Let us pray for the newly confirmed. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing these, your son and daughter, to the knowledge of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and enabling them both with the heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that bringing forth the fruits of faith, they may continue steadfast and victorious to the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith will receive the crown of righteousness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Christ is risen. Risen indeed. Alleluia. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. You may be seated. And at this time we gather our tithes and offerings. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, through many years we have watched as Taylor and Logan have learned your word, have come to worship, have sung your praises. Now they have made their confirmation. We ask you, dear Lord, watch over them. Go with them into all places where they go. Journey with them through every day and year of their lives. Be continually for them their Lamb of God, holding out the promise of eternity and eternal joys. Keep them faithful and strong in faith. We ask this, Lord Jesus, in your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who have lost loved ones, for the family of Darva Babcock, the family of Doug Frank, and for the Benson family, asking for you to be their comfort and their peace in their sorrow. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those in need of your healing mercies, asking to watch over, guard, and keep, bring healing, guide doctors and nurses, and you with your own hand, strengthen, guard, and keep your people. So we pray for Connie, Bob, Ruth Ann, Jared, Cliff, Harold, Mary, Wade, Jan, Molly, Willeen, and Peter Lesh. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who have ongoing personal and medical needs, we ask you to be with and watch over Joanne, Pastor Graham, Megan, Carol, Beth, Stephanie, Jean, Tammy, Ken, Amy, Judy, Michael, Timmy, Christine, Jean, and Rebecca. We thank you that Joanne Beck has finished her chemotherapy, and we ask for good news in her follow-up visits. We thank you that Stephanie Willig has completed her chemotherapy, and we ask you to watch over her as she prepares for and goes through surgery. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For our loved ones who are in nursing homes and assisted living centers, we ask that you would be their constant companion. Watch over Bob, Marge, Harriet, Janice, Jan, Bruce, Susie, Ellen, Daryl, and Phyllis. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask for our friends serving in the military that you would watch over and guard and keep them. So we pray for Christian, Jonathan, Abby, David, Brian, Kayla, and Drew. We ask that you would watch over those who are in harm's way, far from these shores, defending our freedoms. Be with and guard and keep them. Guide the leaders of our military that as they serve their country, they may serve the purposes of your kingdom. Lead the leaders of our nation, our president, vice president, Congress, and judiciary, that we may walk in your ways, freely share your word, that we may be guided by your will and by your Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for missions and missionaries, for Salam Christian Fellowship, for missionaries in Africa and the Mideast, for John Davis in India, asking that you would bless the words of our missionaries so that your message of life may enter many souls, bring many hearts into your kingdom. We ask for you to be with, guard, and keep, and watch over Christians who are in danger this Holy Week. Comfort those who have suffered persecution just earlier today. Watch over those who worship at the risk of their lives. Give them boldness and courage always to claim you, to call on your name, call on you as the Lamb of God who takes away their sin. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hear us, Father, for we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, and our Lamb of God who has taken away our sin. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life also might rise again, and that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise be overcome by the tree of the cross. Therefore, with angels, archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Confirmands, and then we will continue as normal. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and keep you in the true faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen. We sing. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through this meal in faith toward you and fervent love toward one another through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord smile upon you and give you peace. Now I have to do this before a final hymn. We have a couple of gifts for our confirmands. It's a commemorative cross. In the bulletin, on the first page of the bulletin insert, you will find our Holy Week schedule of services. Monday, Thursday, 7, Good Friday, 7. Easter morning, we have 6:30, and we'll meet out in front if it's not pouring. Have the first part of our service and then move inside. And then Easter morning, the last Easter morning service is at 8:15. There's breakfast in between and leftovers afterward. Not tomorrow. 1 week from tomorrow, the day after Easter, is our senior service. Okay? And the announcements on the inside, number 2 talks about a pictorial directory. Mark your calendars. Read through this. You can sign up. During the work week, you can sign up for this online. On the weekend, you have to talk to the secretary, because otherwise things get a jumble. Okay, that's all the announcements. At the 4th verse of the last hymn, our confirmands will process out with me, and you shake their hands as you go out. Okay, let's sing.